obstacles.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I was wondering what time Agnew was going to be on.
Well, he has a radio at 9 o'clock.
Oh, radio?
Radio at first, and then TV tomorrow night at...
Well, he doesn't do his... Well, the radio gets some sort of a newspaper play, at least.
That's why we did it. We couldn't get it taped for television in time to get it on tonight, because it wasn't taped until 7:30. But
so his tape will go on...
We did it on radio tonight so that we could release the text to get the newspaper coverage in the morning, because he's got a very good statement.
That's good.
But the five-minute TV will come on tomorrow evening. I think the first time is 8:55 on ABC, which is the best rated five-minute slot of the week. And
that's good. That's good. Fine.
It's good. I had hoped we could get him earlier in the day for the network news, but we didn't quite make it. So, and he's got a very good little statement. He whacks him very, very hard on the two points. One, that McGovern said this weekend that he would not support you if you were reelected. And then the second thing, of course, is the surrender in Vietnam.
You're trying to sabotage the...
Sabotage the negotiations.
Right.
After we've entered into a peace agreement, he would like to reserve the right to try to renegotiate to make it more favorable to North Vietnam. It's a good...
That's really true, as a matter of fact.
No, it's appalling, Mr. President.
It's the fact that he would say that he would renegotiate to disarm the South Vietnamese so that they couldn't defend themselves against the communists. Boy.
John Chancellor called me this afternoon. I couldn't quite figure out the purpose of the call, whether it was just to be nice or what. But he said in the process of it, he said, did you watch Meet the Press yesterday? And I said, no, I didn't. He said, you know, that fellow McGovern was, he said, it was absolutely incredible. He said, I asked him that question that would he accept any peace settlement that was achieved by the Nixon administration? And he said, no, that he would honor it, but he would try to renegotiate. And he said, I was stunned. And he said, right, he said, I just wanted to bore in, and they called it time for a commercial. And he said, at the break, Van Dyke and Mankiewicz went running over to McGovern, and they started to talk to him and jabber away. And he said, I figured they were going to pull him off of that, because that's a disastrous thing for him to
do.
And he said, when they came back on the air, I asked the follow-up question, and he stuck right to his position. He said, the guy isn't very smart.
Well, the thing we have to do is now to take from the balance of this week, correct the election, a very hard line that we're against a coalition government, we're for, take the hawk line all the rest of the time, and that we're not going to negotiate a settlement that is not in the interest of our avoiding a communist takeover and so forth and so on.
Well, we're not going to be pushed into anything, because it's the we resent any interference in the last week of a presidential election in this country.
That's right.
That may be the point that we will have to take very hard, but at the same time holding out.
Although I wouldn't hit the peace thing all that hard. I'd really hit the fact that it's got to be the right kind of a peace. That's the point.
Right.
And now, what about Rogers? Is he going to do something tomorrow, or is that waiting until we hear from the North?
Well, it's waiting until we hear from the North. He
and he's right about that. He can't step out, I guess, till then.
Well, he was ready to today, but...
But he shouldn't. He shouldn't today.
Henry couldn't. Calmed him down.
No.
I think there was a little... Well, I'm not sure. Bill was prepared to do it. He's also prepared to go on the Today Show, which may be a better way to use Bill Rogers, because he can control the Q&A.
Yes.
And it doesn't really matter.
But he's not going on tomorrow morning, the next morning, huh?
The next morning is, well, no, he wouldn't. Tomorrow, I don't think we have anybody on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, McGovern is on, and they've given us an opportunity to put someone on Thursday, anyway.
Well, that's all right.
I want Conley to take the equal time, if John will do it, which I think he will. But then we could put Rogers on Friday.
Sure, sure.
Which might be good. And Laird is back in town. We can use Laird. Laird will go out anytime.
And Laird can go out and just smack hell out of them on the point that the main thing is the hawk line, though. We should take the hawk line, the balance of the week.
I don't know what happened to CBS, Mr. President, but they did not run the second segment of the Watergate story tonight. They ran instead a 10-minute, maybe 8-minute segment on the issues of the campaign. And they said this is the first in a series that they're going to run the balance of the week.
Mm-hmm.
comparing your stand on issues as against McGovern's.
Mm-hmm.
And they absolutely decimated McGovern. They ran the entire Democrats for Nixon commercial on defense. And they, as a matter of fact, they ran the whole thing, but with Walter Cronkite's voice over. And at the end, had the Democrats for Nixon commercial, you know, the disclaimer, so that you had the great big Democrats for Nixon on the screen. Haldeman called me at the end of it. He was just laughing hysterically, as I was.
Good.
I can't believe we batted them into this. I'd like to think so, but I just can't believe they would react that sensitively to a tough.
Well, they damn well better.
Well, maybe they did. I don't know. I raised awful lot of hell with Bailey on Saturday and tonight.
Well, you see,
they react.
The McGovern people, of course. When I talked to Daley, and I told him we had. I decided that we shouldn't come. He said he thought that was the right decision, and he said he had canceled their meeting.
Oh, was that so?
Oh, hell yes.
McGovern's meeting?
Wednesday night, yeah.
Marvelous.
Oh, sure. He says we are not going to have that.
Well, I argued like hell today against your going out because
No, I shouldn't go out. And as a matter of fact, they said, well, put it on again Friday. I'm not for that either. I don't think we ought to go rushing out to Chicago and, you know, in a just a real quickie at this point. It would be a mistake because if we cancel today, McGovern cancels the next day. We got to play it very, very cool at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I wait and see what happens during the week. It would have been awful to come tomorrow because the police and the fire
That's right.
have been up all, you know, round the clock.
That's right.
Working on a night.
Well, you see, we've kept them off, too, you see, so the Tuesday and Wednesday are dead for them on Chicago, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry to take any pleasure out of any kind of a disaster, but I was delighted to see the network, all three networks tonight lead with
that. Played that. Good.
And,
good.
Yeah, and played
better to have that than
heavy.
Better than have that in the election.
Exactly.
Just right.
As a matter of fact, this whole week, if we could figure some way to keep people's minds off of balance,
right.
We would be ahead. The polls are just creating all of the. I don't care what anybody says about polls not creating momentum. These polls are creating a hell of a lot of momentum. Oh, God. Yankelovich today, Gallup on the key states in Newsweek. The two got a great deal of publicity.
Now, let's see. Harris will come out tomorrow.
Harris comes out tomorrow. And the reporters were calling around this afternoon to Harris and to our committee asking for comments. I told everyone, just don't say a word about it.
Nothing. No.
God. But the reporters are really sniffing around. Harris had a lot of calls.
Yeah. The thing we want to do is just to sort of hold the line. We have to remember that in the last week you're going to have some attrition because of, you know, these constant attacks on the,
corruption issue.
That's right. It some of it gets through. It's just bound to. And, not a goddamn thing we can do about it.
I guess it is, Mr. President, but when you figure a week from the election to have a 28-point lead, as Harris will show.
Well, let's suppose it's 22.
Or 26, as Yankelovich had today. Or
20.
Or 20, or 15.
Yeah, that's my point.
Oh, my God.
Just hold it right. What I'm figuring is try to hold it about 20. That's what we can get between 15 to 20. We've got it made.
Oh, hell yes. Well, I had calls from both Howard K. Smith today and from Chancellor. Chancellor was, I can't figure what he was calling for. He was sucking around.
Yeah.
To stay on the good side. Howard K. Smith calling just to say, God, he said, I hope this is all true. He said, we've just had our 50 state reports, and he said, we have someone in each state, usually a political science professor in a university, hired to. Analyze what's happening in each state. And it's not for public consumption, but he said we get it for our own guidance. And he said we've just gotten all 50 of them in. And he said I've looked at all 50, and the president's going to win all 50, including Massachusetts. And he said I just can't.
Well, we may have a rough time with the North Vietnamese, you know, this week.
Well,
but my point is that the thing to do is to be very tough and say that we refuse to negotiate a settlement that. Provides for a coalition government, you know, a communist government.
Well, I think that's it. That point we have to make very hard, but I think the other point is the one of timing, Mr. President, that we aren't about to be
stampeded.
North Vietnamese to interfere in our domestic...
Good point. Good point.
More important than... It's something that everybody can understand, that we're not about to allow, in the last week of a national election, the North Vietnamese to interfere in in our election process.
That's a very good point.
By putting down deadlines that would either help or hurt one side or the other in the domestic election. That's just something we don't like. People resent that. You know, they resent it very much if they think a foreign government is interfering in our election. I think that's... Nobody understands the issues in Vietnam. We all
know. No. As a matter of fact, there's some negatives in Vietnam because, you know, the media, the liberal media, to their great discredit, are trying to move to the right of us now to say, oh, we're being bringing to dropping poor OQ and all that. For Christ's sakes, that's what they want us to do.
Oh, hell, yeah, you haven't seen much of that. The general feeling, I talked to Harris today, he said that... The general feeling he thought, and he checked with his interviewers who are in the field, and they're back in today, he said the feeling is very upbeat, that people are optimistic that we're getting the Vietnam War over with, and he thinks that we're going to ride a hell of a wave in. And I said, well, Lewis...
Well, it may be, except that the North Vietnamese may take a very tough line tomorrow, which we would not be surprised to see them do that, but if they do, then we take a tough line.
Well, sure, and simply say that we're getting close to peace. We know we are. We know we have the framework of an agreement that will end this war, but we're just not about to be bullied.
Yeah, and we're not going to make a bad agreement.
That's right, and simply because it's the last week of a national election. And as a matter of fact, we aren't about to make significant decisions in the last week of a national election. We resent people who are trying to force us into doing just that.
And to sell our allies down there. Of course, the McGovern attitude is unbelievably bad, and on both counts, the fact that he won't accept the mandate of the people with regard to the election generally, and second, that he would reopen a negotiation and disarm our allies.
Well, and give a better deal of the enemy than we'd already negotiated with him. Mm-hmm. That was the point Chancellor made. He said, I just couldn't believe this guy was that stupid. And I said, well, we haven't missed it. The vice president will be addressing that point, but Ken Agnew hits it very hard. I don't know how well he did.
Just hope it gets a play.
Well, I think it will. We put his transcript out 20 minutes ago for the morning newspaper, so I think we can expect some play out of it.
Right.
McGregor hit it today. We got all of our congressmen and senators talking about
it. It's really a damn good thing, though, that I'm not going to Chicago tomorrow.
Yeah,
because
sure.
Basically, with that being the 31st, with the breaks coming and discussions in Vietnam, I shouldn't be out there waving my arms.
No, I agree. I think it's, I felt that way when I was asked this morning, that in a sense it's a blessing because the country isn't looking at that. They're not looking at...
And they don't want... I think your point about... too much politics. You know, hell, we've done motorcades in Atlanta and in New York and in Ohio. What the hell do they mean?
Sure.
I'm not sure they mean a hell of a lot. I don't really think that Chuck the Chicago motorcade is going to add a goddamn thing.
No, I don't think so either, Mr. President. I think the one thing that you want to do, if the circumstances permit, is to end the weekend on a good, upbeat, campaigning note. And actually, what you say to the American people, I think, will be a hell of a lot more important than what they...
Well, we'll do that Thursday night.
That's right.
And do another radio on Friday and be in California Saturday. That's not
right.
Bad.
And do a 5 minutes wrapping it up.
Monday.
Whatever it is, 10 minutes, election eve. I think that's... I almost think the people have had an overdose of...
Politics.
Of politics. I really do.
I think you're right.
God, you know, just shows up in the kind of...
What is Sindlinger showing? Anything that different?
No, he's... he did some tabulations over the weekend, especially because he did some extra tabulations over the weekend. Mm-hmm. He shows us continuing to hold a 30... damn thing here somewhere. 36... point margin.
Down to 36, though.
Well, it was down there before. It started down there, let's see, last weekend it started down.
That's inevitable, I think.
Well, he's still, it's still a very healthy...
Closing.
55-20.
He has us down to 55 now.
Yes, sir. 50, well, wait a minute. Better find the damn thing before I quote him.
That's probably understandable.
Well, here it is, figures here. I'm not, I may be off on that, Miss Preston. That might be, I don't think we were down as low as that. It may have been 57-22, but it was about a 35 or 36 point spread. It's been down a little bit for about a week, Curtis. Yes, 36 point spread, 56-20. Large undecided. That was through the 26th, and then I got some figures over this weekend. Let's see, the figures over the weekend show the same thing.
56.
Yeah, 55-20.
55, 35.
Mm-hmm. A little bit down.
Shows us down, but that's, I suppose, a result of the attrition on the corruption thing, don't you think so?
Well, he believes that's the case. He at first thought that the announcement of peace in Vietnam might hurt us, but he said the answers aren't...
Probably hurt some, but...
No, well, he's reversed himself on that. That was the way.
But he thinks the corruption thing probably hurts.
He thinks that was beginning to eat in, and actually getting that out of the news may be the most important thing that Vietnam has done for us.
Well, anyway, there will be some closing in the last week. It's just, you know, for the reasons that, as I say, that you got two men, they don't go that far apart.
That's right. It's inevitable. You can't hold this kind of lead. On the other hand, Yankelovich, I was amazed.
Of course, his is about 2 weeks old. 10 days old.
10 days old, yes.
Right.
Week old. I guess he finished the early part of last week, didn't he? It was taken over a period of days, but it was, he concluded the first part of last week. But that, that surprised me. I thought he would close more than that. Because he was, you know, he had such a huge...
That's right.
Margin at the beginning, and
mm-hmm.
I really had the feeling October 15th to October 24th. So he completed his bowling last Tuesday. It was pre the Vietnam announcement, but that's 26 points. That's a pretty
in the big states,
and in the big states only, right? And he shows us holding up in the areas that that Harris shows us holding up in.
Right.
Harris is going to do. Well, he'll have continuous stuff coming in this week and continuous readings from his pollsters, but data by Thursday night or Friday morning, Harris is just as convinced as he can be that the margin is widening as of today.
It may not be. You can't tell, but it doesn't make that much difference. I don't want it to... I'm not concerned about its widening. I just want it not to close too much. If we can keep her... What I'm really hoping for is the 60-40 bit.
Oh, well, I think...
About that margin. That'd be a, you know...
Well, barring...
60-40 or 58-42, around in that 58-42 to 60-40 is about where it ought to be.
Well, barring some great shock this week...
Well, even with the shock, you'd have that, Chuck. The shock isn't going to switch it around that much.
No, I meant something. I don't mean Vietnam. I mean something. It would take a terrible disclosure of some awful thing to really. you'd have to really shake people up.
What the hell can they disclose now?
Oh,
God. Poor old Chapin, they got him.
Oh, hell, they've thrown everything there is to throw, I think. I can't imagine what it would be. And I don't get any. Much more than the polls, Mr. President. I go by talking to people around the country, and I just mm-hmm. have not detected, and it's kind of a, it's really almost an eerie feeling, because I have not detected any shifting of sentiment. I talk to Scanlon quite regularly, who gets very good reports from people that he talks to, and I check others. I just have not had any sense that there's a problem anywhere, even in Massachusetts, where people say that we're going to win, and Rhode Island, where they say we're holding our lead, which is...
We'll win Rhode Island.
Oh,
you can't win New York. It won't be 65-35, but you can't win New York about 60-40, which is probably what it'll end up as without winning Rhode Island.
That's right. That's right. In New York, yeah, I think New York will end up that way. Amazing, really, when you think about it. The people in New York that we talk to, we're continuing to get union endorsements. We're continuing to get people coming out for us that we've never had before, Jewish intellectual leaders. We're still getting still getting people coming over to our side, which, you know, at this late stage, when the partisan line should be hardening, they really don't seem to be. And the newspapers, the newspaper editorials, just one after another. My God, this weekend we really had a rash of them. And they were all extremely positive. They weren't just anti-McGovern. They were very... I thought the ones that I read this weekend were... or that I saw this morning that had been keyboarded over the weekend. Very...
We'll just sort of keep them going, and I think the surrogates will do their job.
Oh, they're
keep them on the offensive.
Yeah, we just fight it out every day and hit him hard when he opened. He opened himself up very wide this weekend, and I just think...
they ought to be hit on that.
Well, we've got Agnew, we've got Rockefeller tomorrow before the...
I think Connolly should have one more swat at him some way or other.
Well, if we get him on the Today Show, it doesn't matter too much what the forum is. That will play, possibly into the network news in the evening.
Right.
And he may have a press conference. I talked to Christian tonight, and he's kind of thinking whether he might do it once before the week is up.
Good.
We'll keep our guns firing.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, sir.